Wrapping up our locker room chats here this week on KMCA. Now time to talk Nemaha Central football. The head coach, Michael Glatzik, joining us, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed as well. Number two ranked Thunder off to a 2-0 start. Another impressive win here in 2025. Last week, 42-7 at home against Silver Lake. Coach, we'll dive into it in a moment, but give us the recap there and your thoughts on your team's week two performance against the Eagles.
Yeah, I think I told you last week, you know, a lot of teams make their biggest adjustments, you know, between, you know, Jamboree week, and then week one, week two. So I was excited to see our kids come out, on fire, come out rolling. Silver Lake was hungry, for a win after a tough loss to Rossville. So I knew Coach Begum would have them ready to roll, and our kids came out, you know, kind of firing all cylinders, special teams, foot field positions. Offensively, we put together some good drives, and defensively, we flew around and created turnovers. In the second half hit, we had a couple negative plays on our very first drive. Obviously it hurts you, and then an interception also in the third quarter. That's how they got their points, but our kids battled through some adversity and kind of finished the game on the right note.
Yeah, you guys were dominant in the first half. First four drives, found the end zone. You led 28-0. You mentioned Silver Lake kind of stayed in it with that third quarter. They got a touchdown off the turnover, and it was a 28-7 game going into the fourth quarter, but you get a big, long touchdown drive, 90-plus yards. You know, you add another score, and then a couple minutes after that, you get the 35-yard pick six from Sullivan Haverkamp to really put the game away. All right, a couple things about Carter Hike here, your quarterback, 25 carries, 265 yards, and four touchdowns. He's done this all his career, another stat line he is certainly not used to. What'd you like about your quarterback's performance on Friday?
Yeah, you know, he kept his head down. Obviously, he was very irritated after the game Saturday morning, talking with him about his bad decisions on the interception and a couple ones he should have thrown away. Should have probably been a fumble. But, you know, he's just a hardworking kid. You know, he buys into the process. He works his butt off outside of football to get his body right for these opportunities. And, you know, we got to experience offensive line and skills out there that block their tails off for them, because we always tell these blockers that, you know, we're probably not going to throw the ball the most. So if you want to pass throwing to, you better block. And these kids have taken off of that mentality of blocking till the whistle, because whether it's Carter or any ball carrier is going to break some tackles, and, you know, hopefully we can keep creating blocks downfield for him.
Real quick, one more thing about Carter. Jake and Boz on the Scoreboard Show were talking about him, and they brought up his height, and they were going back and forth on this. I think the program I had listed 6 foot. They were throwing some shades saying like 5'7", 5'8". Can you tell the listeners, maybe at least kind of put that to bed, how tall is Carter Hike?
Yeah, they got a kick out of that. Carter and his dad. Of course, I know Jake and Boss pretty well, and they're just getting him fired up. But, oh, he's 5'11".
Okay.
With shoes on. He's 5'11". Okay. You know, without shoes, he's probably 5'10 and a half.
Okay.
But, you know, he plays, you know, and like Carter told me, you know, it's tough when he stands next to Hendricks Wall and Jack Mackey and Kendra Schmitz, who
right.
are all, you know, 6'4". So it really yeah. does make him look short. But yeah, whatever it is, he's gonna keep carrying that ball tough and you know, get tougher through that fourth quarter.
Yeah, he certainly plays above 6 feet, no doubt about it. Real quick, before we get to our break here and talk about the next week matchup against Rossville, I thought your defensive line was so good in that win against Silver Lake. You didn't have to rush too many. Your big guys were in the backfield just constantly. How about that defensive line crew in week number two?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of been the biggest question mark, you know, losing Garrity and losing time last year, our two key defensive guys, and, you know, and those – a rotation of Logan Dieters, Hendricks, Danny, Kyler Gangstrom, Levi Thomas, Lavin, all those guys have gotten some reps. You know, just keeping fresh, that's the main goal. Keeping fresh, because we know we're going to need them on offense. Keeping fresh defensively. And then who stood out the most to me so far, kind of a new face at the Mike linebacker spot, is Cannon Sedbeck. He's waited his turn behind really good middle linebackers. He's had a couple injuries. That's kind of halted his junior year. So he's really stood up, has notes for the football. And then Sully Haverkamp's the other one that's a new face to him. Both kids that work their tails off. And, you know, we just got to keep it rolling defensively.
Michael Glatzik joining us, Nemaha Central football coach. They get a top-tier team in 1A in Rossville this week. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. We got a few more minutes with Michael Glatzik, Nemaha Central football coach. It is brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed as well. Coach, your team off to a good start. We have talked about this. You got to flip the page and get ready for another very good opponent in the league, and this time it is Rossville on the road. They have looked just as good as anybody in the league here through the first couple of weeks. They've had two very impressive wins against Silver Lake and then St. Mary's most recently. Put this team on film. What stands out about them?
Rossville is always going to have athletes, and there's no difference in this year. They got the Johnson kids, who's a stud. Quarterback, the Mitchell kid. You got 6'4" Miller outside. You got the Bush. You got Donovan. You got a bunch of athletes, you know, out in space. And that's, Thomas does a great job of finding those kids in space. Obviously, it can be a heavy quarterback run game with a little sprinkle and RPO pass game. A little bigger up front than last year. Kind of comparable to Silver Lake there. So our kids, we got to be ready, because I told them, I think I did a little bit of research myself and Coach Williams. I don't think we have ever won at Rossville. So hopefully that'll spark some attitude in our boys come Friday night. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere at their place. Coach Thomas is obviously going to have them ready to roll.
It's going to be a lot of eyes for sure, no doubt about it. What do they do, whether it's offense or defense, that might stand out a lot compared to what you've seen through your first two opponents with Marysville and Silver Lake? Is there something they do different, maybe something that you haven't seen to this point?
I would say all the motion, on us defensively. He's going to motion a lot, 80-90% of the time, just to get some eyes in the wrong spots. And then whether it's quarterback counter, a power read, GT, whatever it is, again, he's going to try to get his athletes on the jet sweeps outside. And then every now and then the quarterback's going to pull it. And he's a tough runner, the Mitchell kid. And then obviously you got a 6'4" receiver outside who's going to throw some comebacks. Donovan kids out there too. So they kind of got threats all over. And, like we keep telling our defense, we've got to have the right eyes and you got to do your job, not somebody else's job.
Finally, Coach, two teams that are 2-0, two teams that are ranked in their respective classifications. Certainly a lot of eyes. It's huge for the Big East League standing. Certainly once we get through week number 3, putting these teams where they're going to end up. But nonetheless, give us keys, expectations. What's it going to take to get a big win on the road against a very good team?
Our ultimate goal, first goal of the season is a big East League champs. It's not easy in a tough, small league. We played a really good Lake team, got another Rossville team here, got a couple more league opponents down the road. But obviously this is the most important one because it's the next one on the schedule. And like I said, we haven't won at Rossville in forever, I guess. So our kids should be a little excited about that. And, it's always a good rival game between Nemaha and Rossville. The last couple of years of seeing everybody in the playoffs, they beat us 16 there. And then 21 there in the playoffs. So we got to do little things right, control the ball, limit turnovers, limit penalties, mental mistakes. And then on defense, we got to create some turnovers, whether they put in the air or doing some mesh stuff. We got to create some havoc defensively.
There it is. Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Thunder 2-0. Number 2 ranked team in 2A. They are on the road at Rossville, who is also 2-0, and the number 3 ranked team in the 1A classification this week. Coach, a lot of eyes on it. We appreciate it very much. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you again before week 4.
Awesome. We appreciate it, man.